Gift horse. Never look a gift horse in the mouth, St. Jerome on the Epistle to the Ephesians. About the Last Supper, this much is known. Left unfinished by Da Vinci, it moldered on the refectory wall 20 damp Milanese winters until Vasari dismissed it as merely a mass of blots. Over time, monks hammered a doorway through Mark's legs, and one long evening, Napoleon's soldiers, garrisoned there for winter, blew away the head and hands of Christ. In World War II, when a bomb leveled Santa Maria della Grazia, the mural survived. Of Da Vinci's original work, however, only a few brushstrokes remained. His Saint Jerome was luckier. In a pawn shop by the Vatican, Napoleon's uncle discovered its torso, and later, amid a wilderness of broken glass, the head, as if proof of miraculous returns. And it's true, what is lost to us is sometimes found, though changed somehow or incomplete. A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, stolen away from your heart's table, head lolling like a sad cloud over the body's remembered heat. But isn't a thing's beauty in how it resists all that would destroy it? How sometimes faith rises whole and swift-limbed from such burnt offerings, the gift horse whose mouth we climb inside to carry ourselves home.